Finei b'yosher rotsa kodesh bocha b'b'chiris hodem b'masav. But Hashem wants b'chira, so Hashem has to set up a system of schar v'onesh also. B'yosher mishpat ha'gemul l'shalem l'ish k'ma'aseihu. Hinei k'vayochol m'shabit was ha'magosel l'maiseh hodem. But since your basic operating system is schar v'onesh, so he says, you know, it turned out that a huge irony in the running of the world. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu is dependent on us. And you read the second parsha of Kriya Shema, so Hashem's trying to decide if it should rain or not. So he looks at how the Jews are acting, if they deserve rain. Hashem, by setting up this basic operating system of din, of bechira, of schar and onesh, Peshabed who is hanogoso l'maisei odom, it's keilu he's tying him his own actions to people. Shelo yetiv lo v'lo yarei lo el kli masov. Hashem put himself in that situation, so to speak, that he's totally in us. Achbanes nei odom baruch hu einu meshubad l'shem chol. But of course, that's nonsense. That's not really what's happening. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not really meshubah to anything. Ben etzorach lusulasov lo mispol mishum dover. Baal came therefore. So that's why normally the system is schar v'onesh. But kshayirtul ishtamish meroma muso. When he wants to transcend the usual operating system of the world for whatever cheshbon he may have. So of course, you know, yifal v'yina kafi ritzono. He does what he wants. No, he's not tied to anything. And again, it would work theoretically the other way also, but we don't find that it has ever worked the other way. The only time there's bad news is when it's an onesh. We don't find that Hashem decides to suspend the system and stop sending bad news. Because Hashem is a native, and that's never violated. But when he wants to be misnaig the world, Hanhogas Hamishpat, as it's going to be called now throughout Ram Chalin, and Das Tfunos, the Hanhogas Hamishpat. Yinak fi Hashibush as a Chayno, Kivu, his hands are tied, because he's dependent on what we do. Akshatigzer Chachmosu Hayos Nos Advora, Shurus Adin, to sort of pass over the Shurus Adin, and Ayishtamesh Meroma Muso, the Yichud Shalit also. He'll use his Yichudo, his, singularity, that he's not dependent on anything. If he would be dependent on something, then that thing would become God. Because that would be the independent. God, by definition, is not meshubet to anything. So, v'aver al pesha v'yisakin kol kilko b'otzim kolo. So it's always to the good. V'ninsu kan, so we have here shnei minei hashgacha, two operating systems. Apple and Windows. Apple is schar v'onesh. You get an apple if you behave. And Windows is you get a glimpse of Hashem's awesomeness. So that will be... Except it's not really true, because I think Windows is definitely the more common one, the more prevalent one. Because you have to be smart to use the other one with an apple. Yeah. All the smart people use Apple. The people who like cartoons use Windows. All the smart people I know use Apple. I mean, they understand computers. But anyway, Windows is prevalent and Midas Adin is prevalent. Usually things work with schar v'onesh. So, Hashkachos Hashem Yisbarach, Hashkachos Hashlita Vayicha, these are the names he gives it. And Das Tfunos, he expands upon these two operating systems of the world, and he describes the brilliance, the utter genius, I don't know what word to use, of Hashem, that it all fits together. It's smooth. It fits smoothly, both hanhogas. It doesn't jerk around. You don't have these wild mood swings of someone that's manic depressive. It's smooth. Work smoothly.
He describes that in Das Tfunot, so it works smoothly together.
Nimtzu kai shleimine hashgocha, hashgochus Hashem yuzborach, hashgochus hashlito v'ayichud. Uvishnei hadrochim, mashgiach kvod yisborach shmo, it's always Hashem, tamer al kol bruov, hinehu mashgiach v'hashgochus hamishpot, that's also his hashgocha, not an independent power. Hinehu mashgiach v'hashgochus hamishpot, hashpot tamer es kol hamaser, umashgiach v'hashgochus hashlito, L'kayim b'kochol v'yicholtos abriya v'lotechra b'roa malalei b'nei ha'odom. So here it sounds like, I mean, the most obvious example of overriding what Mishpat may demand, but he overrides it and he decides to just let it go, is the rainbow in the aftermath of the Mabul, where Hashem says, you know, no matter how bad things get, there will never be another Mabul. I will no longer destroy the entire world. I will not destroy the entire Bria. So that's what happened there, because of the Kabbonis Noach brought. Hashem, so that's not a Hanhaga of Mishpat, that's a Hanhaga of Yichudo. That's a Hanhaga where he said, you can't tell me what to do. So I have decided that this will never happen again. Okay. But it's not only when the world faced with destruction, because when he described it before, he described it, you know, in more plain terms. It could happen even if the world is not facing destruction. He lightens the load, he's Michael, etc. Beis, paragraph 2. Umimasha Tosha Teda Ode. This is all Yiddiyah. This is all getting the right picture, how things work. It's not that detailed, rather. It's very general, but it's for everybody, you know, it's a general idea of how things work. There's also two things. How a person's living, guf, his circumstances, poverty, wealth, health, friends, relationships. How close can this person reach to be close to Hashem? L'mashal guf for b'yano v'nyano. Time to see. L'mashal l'fachas adam v'shal v'also b'olam hazeh. That's the guf things. How much money you're going to have? You're going to be comfortable. L'mashal l'hanashoma u'v'mashal b'haskola v'yudia. Spirituality also. Hatzlocha and spirituality means you feel close to Hashem, you get close to Hashem, and you sort of know what Hashem, how Hashem wants you to act and what Hashem wants you to do. This is through learning Torah, through learning Chodesh Halvavos, Mesillas Yesharim. He develops, he says, for aslocha of a person's neshama, he has to be given a program, and Hashem has to decide how close he'll be able to get. And then he describes what a good matzav is in Olam Hazeh, and we'll find ourselves nodding but not recognizing much of it, and then the other way. They're involved in Chochmah, they're involved in Ratzon Hashem, they're involved in Torah. The Oskim Bavodas Boram, the Yeh Ha'emes Golu Yuboror, truth will be clear and obvious. The Yeh HaResha Nirdat V'Nichma, wickedness will be pushed aside, squashed down. The Tarmis Mushlach, fooling people, won't be possible anymore. That everybody will understand that all their efforts have to be now directed towards Hashem. Tinsena, they'll be more easily obtainable. Tigbarna v'turchachna hamidus haroz v'timahasna. Kenegazetir b'hashalom v'ashkeit. People won't be jealous of each other. Lo yimotzu yisurim amacholim unazokim. People will be healthy. There won't be a need for yisurim to remind them or to punish them. The Adam Baruch Hu Mashre Kvodo B'Givui Ba'olamo. Then Hashem will be here and will be Miskala. Sameach al Masov. He'll be take joy in what the created a bria. He took a gamble. He did not. He could have gone either way. Pepach l'cholzeh, the opposite is b'yos b'nei adam sh'tufa machar ha'tayva, mo'asim b'chokhma, r'chokem imena, v'loponim l'avoda ki ma'at o klum, v'ha'emes arza, he's describing universities, v'ha'resha gover ha'matzliach, this is the order of the day, ha'tarmes v'atolos rabba, v'avodos nochrios ba'olam, v'avodos zora, v'amidos ha'tobos, nedoros, they're very hard to find, the Hamidus arose and so small, because that's easy, right? Okay, weeds, you know, weeds don't, you don't have to be, you don't have to have a green farm to grow weeds. weeds grow on there. Weeds grow very easily. You don't need a green farm for them. You need a toughness to cut it down. To get at the root it out. That's tough. People are not calm. But he's saying there's a reason. There's a reason because this is makbil to the herchik, the distance that we have distanced ourselves from Hashem. So it seems like. But we gave us the Shefa Ruchnius, so to speak, can't give us a Shefa Ruchnius that we want because of all the blocks that exist. But ideally, this is the way it should be. Seekers of truth, seekers of Chachma, bonding with reality, what we know reality to be. But it's not like that, and he's now going to explain why things are so far from the way they should be ideally. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.
Is this ideal state every time they describe
what Mashiach is going to
be?
Yeah.
Mashiach,
that's
this. That. So when Mashiach comes, that's,
you know. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. I was hoping it was obvious, but this should be spoken out. Thank you. But, we're hoping for Midas Harachamim.
Right, so you'll bring Mashiach and then all of this will happen. And we'll suddenly
see the truth. If that's what he decides to do. Uh-huh. Like I said, if this hope, because there is a Midas Harachamim, and he did say, B'chanos is a Sherachon, B'chanti is a Sherachim, that he can, so to speak, do away with the whole system of being, of deserving something good. And we don't really know. Like the Rambam says, you know, until it happens, we don't know. Okay.
Yeah. We're making a new list if people want to.